to the next thing. Good morning, everyone listening to BFM Breakfast. We're finally joined by the great New Zealand Toasty Takeover people. They're going to tell us who is the winner. Hello.
Hello.
Do you think we should do like a... All right, first of all, introduce yourselves. We're joined by Nick and Joe.
Yep, Joe McClure from McClure's Pickles out of Detroit.
All the way from the USA.
Yep.
Especially for the Toasty competition.
That's for the Toasties.
That's quite something. Well done.
Yeah. We don't call them Toasties in the US. We call them grilled cheese sandwiches. But I reckon I like Toasties better.
We call them Toasties in the North Island. They're Toasty Pies when you go down south.
Toasty pies.
You top on it and you seal it, it becomes a Toasty Pie.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I did not know about this. Toasty Pies.
Toasty Pies, man. Deep south. Yeah, there you go.
I'm learning.
Oh, no. It's like, it's giving it those like images of pie sandwiches, which I just think are diabolical. And shouldn't exist.
Okay, let's steer it back to
put a pie between. Yeah, no, we're talking good sandwiches today. So you finally found a winner. Should we have a drum roll?
I feel like we should.
Yes. Drum roll. Toast on the Green here in Auckland.
Wow.
Yes.
The winner.
Oh, and this is the first Auckland winner.
Yeah. We've been heavily dominated by the South Island and then Kelly Falls.
Toasty pies.
Yeah, no, toasty pies. But now, finally an Auckland winner. So of the 208 eateries that we had enter, yeah, they've taken out the top toasty position.
Oh, that's incredible. So, all right, listeners, here's what it is. It's the McChickle, which I think is a great name. It's got chicken, bacon, what else? Burger sauce, American cheddar, McClure's bread, and butter pickles, and pickle pesto. Yum.
I want to hear about this pickle pesto.
Yeah, it's quite delicious. It's actually on the top of the bread. So, there's rules to the competition, right? You have to have bread, pickles, and cheese, right? And then it's got to, form the essentials of a toasty.
Got to be able to be eaten with your hands. Got to be a toasty, yeah.
And then anything outside of that is up to the chef or the venue. So then they get creative, and that's where you get this, the pesto or this brine chicken or what, some people do. A lot of lamb we've seen in the past and this year. But this one's great. This pesto is on top, and it's mixed with the pickles, but it doesn't affect the eatability. So it doesn't go all soggy.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't go all soggy. You know, so they figure out
structural integrity.
Yeah. That's the trick with the toast and the toast takeover, right? Like how complex can you get it, but keep it simple as well, right? So that's the trick.
What's like, without naming any names, what was the craziest toasty you came across that was just like, oh my God, what are we even dealing with here?
We've had a few that have required you to dunk. And, quite often people will sneak you a little dunking sauce.
Is
that within the rules?
Yeah.
Okay. You can do that. Okay. Yeah.
If it adds an element.
Okay.
And I think with that, it's kind of a classic soup and toasty. So they're kind of paying a nod to that. So we've had people have made us dunk before now. We've had things that have had to be injected before now.
Oh my God.
Ooh, I don't know if I like that.
Things like pickled jelly.
Yeah.
Pickled jellies have been quite good because they kind of help cut the fat. So if you can slide it through something, which is almost like mint sauce or mint jelly to a roast. So a pickled jelly to a toasty can be the kind of same thing as the pickles are.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been quite creative.
A couple of years ago, last time I was out here, we had one that was a smoked eel. And that was fairly unique. I think it's somewhat popular here, but fairly unique to my taste buds. It's very good, though.
Yeah.
Oh,
sorry. I can only imagine that being quite foreign to you. So were there any honorable mentions other than this one?
Mentions.
Oh. Yeah.
Nice one.
All of the finalists scored really highly. So Kerry Tyke is Mr. Head Judge. He does the cuisine awards, etc. And I think it was the hardest year for him and his team to kind of pick the ultimate winners. We had a whole heap of them bunched at the top. We scored them out of 100 and the whole heap over 95. So frankly, if you go to the Great New Zealand Toasty Takeover website, Toasty Takeover, you'll see all the finalists, and all of them deserve an honorable mention, along with the other 208 eateries who served up, I think, a combined couple of 100,000 toasties. So you're bound to find something that's right for you.
I'm just looking at this list of the finalists, and there's some pretty impressive sounding toasties here. There's a braised burrier brother, yum. Piggy bank, The Marrakesh melt? That sounds delicious. Is that like a tagine situation inside the toasty?
I don't know, but it sounds like it.
It sounds good. Smoked Wagyu brisket toasty. Oh my God, I bet that costs an arm and a leg. Wow, how amazing. Hey, toasties, it's where it's at, eh?
It's very good, yeah. Yeah, I had two down in Queenstown. I was down there over the weekend, and it was fantastic. One was on a bagel.
Oh,
and then,
yeah.
Yeah, one had mac and cheese in it as well, which is interesting. So, everyone gets, the creativity really comes out with these.
Yeah,
nice.
I bet there were some really interesting bread choices.
Yeah, we had a good lava bread. So the People's Choice winner had a black lava bread, which looked amazing.
What is lava
that was
bread?
With a smoked eel. And they had kinna butter in
there too,
bring a little salty umami into it.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, that was a good one. But yeah, quite a few of the places like that you mentioned, the Offering in Greytown, they have they make their own bread in house.
Right.
So there's quite a few places that are really, because bread is a big part, obviously, of the toasty. So they really go all in to make their own different and interesting breads.
Yeah, yeah. And it's judged on, taste, eatability, creativity,
presentation.
Yeah, how does it look? Is it what, four categories? Yeah, that's right. So
amazing. So if people want to try the Supreme Winner Toast on Greens McChickle and Bacon, can they get it at Toast and Green now?
From right this minute.
Oh my gosh, everyone.
Into Newmarket.
I'd like somebody to get down there and then text us. Or actually, if you can get down there and then give us a call and do a live tasting, that would be much appreciated.
Oh my gosh, I gotta hear about this. I'm not doing another live cross. Not after the pie.
Well, we can do a giveaway if you'd like. We can do a shout for someone. So if you want to, I don't know how you run the competitions, but we're happy to shout. $50 will get you at least a couple of toasties down there. If you want to do a giveaway.
All right, listeners, you throw your hat in the ring, text through your name, your B card number, and I don't know, your dream toasted sandwich. Go crazy.
Yeah, or like the craziest toasty filling that is in your regular toasty. Because I know some people will be doing weird shit with their toasties at home. It's nothing like a drunken, like horrendous toasty at home after a night out.
Yeah, the later at night it gets, like into the wee smalls in the morning, that's when the creativity hits the roof.
I think I know a few people who like any leftovers in the fridge between two pieces of bread, and then it's just a real mess.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for coming up and telling us the winner. Everyone, you can head to Newmarket to On the Green to try the winning toasted sandwich. This competition runs yearly, so you'll be back next year.
Yeah. We'll be back, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, keep pickling Joe and keep eating toasties, Nick.
Awesome. We're going to listen to Porridge Toasty by Borrowed CS. You're on BFM.